Welcome along everybody to our May council meeting. Thank you all for coming along. And I'd just like to remind you that we're being recorded for our meeting today. So I'll just... run through attendance, all present as listed. Employees, apologies. We have received one apology from Councillor Mearns, who unfortunately can't be with us today. Public question time. There's no public present, so no questions from the public. Apologies and leave of absence. Councillor Allen is actually present today, despite having requested a leave of absence last meeting. Luckily, she's able to be with us today, so that's good. Are there any requests for leave of absence for the June meeting, please?
Yes, Madam President. Councillor Call, if I could have requested leave of absence, because I'll be overseas.
Okay.
And June meeting.
Yep. Thank you, Councillor Ball. Do we have a mover and a seconder? Councillor?
I'd like to request a leave of absence.
Oh, Councillor Miller also would like to request a leave of absence for June.
For personal reasons.
Madam President, I'm not sure how we'd go about it. I want a leave of absence as well, but it's we have our golf day on that day, so we were wondering if we could possibly move a council meeting.
On the day after?
Or whenever, yeah.
Okay, so we might...
That's raising time, I would be.
So you're putting in for a leave of absence as well?
Well,
in June?
I'd prefer to move a council meeting if we could, but...
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, okay.
If we can do that or not.
Mr. CEO?
Probably Section 8, we can turn around and actually do that, if you bring that motion forward, Councillor. Mm.
So perhaps if you would like to not declare...
Yeah.
A leave of absence?
Yeah.
And that in Section 8 we look at moving the council meeting date.
Okay, yeah, I'll bring that up then, yeah.
Are you happy with that, Councillor Miller?
Yes, depending on what date you're moving to.
Well, that would be for discussion, I guess.
Yep.
Or would you like to ask for a leave of absence as at the 17th of June?
No, I'll bring it up in Section 8.
Okay, Councillor Miller, would you like to... take your request away, or
yes, if we're going to talk about the changing the meeting date.
Okay, so we're going back to Councillor Gall has requested a leave of absence for our June meeting. Anyone else? Then, okay. I need a mover and a seconder, please, to grant Councillor Gall leave of absence. Okay, thank you, Councillor Wes and Councillor Allen. A seconder. All in favour? Carried 6. All. Thank you. Right. Petitions, memorials and deputations. We don't have any petitions, memorials or deputations. Item 6, declarations of officers and councillors' interest. Do we have any in any items in the agenda today? No? Okay. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. If I could have a mover and a seconder, please, that we confirm the minutes of the ordinary council meeting, which was held on the 15th of April. Councillor Cork and Councillor Ball. Thank you. Any questions for the minutes? Okay. All in favour? Carried 6-0, I mean. motions of which notice has been given.
If you wanted to raise that,
if I could just raise the issue of two of the councillors maybe, well, it falls, the Harrismith midweek day, golf day falls on the next council meeting day, and I was just wondering if maybe we'd be able to move the council day, a day or a week or whatever, to facilitate that.
And were you looking at a date in particular?
I hadn't even really thought about a date for the council meeting, just whatever we could just come to agreement on, or if people would come to an agreement on it.
Thoughts?
You go the day afterwards, but they're still going to be here, aren't they?
Go the day before, day after, Freo pay Geelong in Optus Stadium. Yeah, that's would be good to go to. That's good. Day before, if that would suit everyone else.
Would everyone be happy if we moved the council meeting to Tuesday, the 16th of June? Does that suit you, Mr. CEO?
Yep, that should be fine for us.
Yep, Mrs. Deputy CEO? Yep. All other councillors happy with the 16th of June? Okay, so...
do I make a motion, or...?
Yes, please. If Councillor West will move...
Can I move a motion that the date for the June meeting be moved to the 16th? Of April, 16th of June. Please.
Okay, move the count. Do I have a seconder for that motion, please, Councillor Miller? You'd like to speak for the motion?
No, I think it's been discussed enough.
Okay, Councillor Miller, would you like to say something?
I agree with Councillor Asprey.
Okay, would anyone like to speak against the motion? Okay, I'll put to the vote. All in favour? Carried 6-0. So that means that our meeting has moved to the day before, and we'll advertise as such in the social medias that we need to, or the media that we need to. Thanks, Councillor Asprey.
Thank you.
Item 9, receipt of committee minutes or reports and consideration of recommendation. Minutes of the Roerock Ordinary Meeting held on Thursday the 9th of April 2026. 9.1, mover and a seconder. Can I do these on the block?
Yep.
And 9.1 is that Council receives the minutes of the Ordinary Meeting held on Thursday, April the 9th, as included in Attachment 9.1 and 9.1A, and that Council receives the minutes of the Central Country Zones meeting held on Friday the 17th of April, as included in Attachment 9.2. If I can have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Allen has moved that we receive those minutes. I'll have a seconder. Councillor Ball. All in favour? Carry 6.
Who moved it, sorry? Who was the mover?
Councillor Allen.
Councillor Allen and Councillor Gould.
Thank you.
Okay, item 10, report by the President. I put pen to paper and typed up a report. Is there any questions on my report? Item 11 is a report by the Chief Executive Officer. Do I have any questions for the CEO? Delegations exercised as listed, not many. Item 12, notice and motions for the following meeting. None. 13, reports and information. None. 13.1, monthly schedule of accounts paid for April 2026. there's the report there, and recommendation on page 12. Officer recommendation that council acknowledges payments from the municipal fund as included in attachment 13.1.1. I'll have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Miller. Councillor Allen. Any questions?
No, thanks.
Any questions, Councillor Allen?
No.
Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 6-0. Statement of financial activity, item 13.2, as reported in the body of the report. Recommendation is that council receives the statement of financial activity as included in attachment 13.2.1. I have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Miller has moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gall. Any questions? All in favour? Carry 6-0. Dual fire control officers. Council has, Shire of Corrigan has requested the appointment of two dual fire control officers. The recommendation is on page 15. I have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Cork and Councillor Les. Any discussion?
No. Exactly on that, but can they be, or should they be added, or can they be added to the FCO's app for Wikipedia? Because at the moment they're not on there. And I was talking to Craig about this, and he said, well, people ask me some things, and he said, I don't know anything because I don't know what the, you know, because he's not on the app.
Well, I don't know about the FCO app. As far as my understanding is, it's for our Shire app, and they're a bit protective of who actually goes on there in case it gets too expanded. I don't know.
I don't think they need to be on our FCO. Otherwise, you have, you know, I think the Shires with their dual officers, they could probably go on to the, like, the Yuring. Well, Crazy's probably on there anyway, but...
He's on the Yuring realm, but...
Like, yeah. I don't think that need to be on our FCO one. It's more of a Shire, you know, like our Shire sort of thing.
I'm not on the FCO app, and I'm the president. I think it's for... Well, it was explained to me that it was the... it was their app. It's for their...
Have they requested to go on it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Maybe speak to our chief and see what he thinks.
I would suggest he goes to...
After our last little fire out there, that's when the suggestion came up. With the problem here down the road.
I'd ask the chief and get a direction from them. But I don't know. Are you on any other?
No, not any other Shire ones. No.
No, because you're dual FCO for other Shires, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're not on their apps.
No.
So, I'll leave that to the FCOs to sort that one out. Yep. So, okay. Any other questions? All in favour? Carried 6-0. Review delegation register. Council to consider a review of the delegations register. It was in the body, in the attachments. we actually reviewed it at our ARIC committee meeting this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an officer recommendation that council adopts our delegations register as reviewed at our ARIC committee meeting on the 20th of May 2026. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please?
Move.
Councillor Gore. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Cork. Any questions? All in favour? Carried 6-0. Internal audit risk assessment as reviewed this morning at our ARIC meeting. Information is there and a recommendation that council accepts the internal audit for risk assessment for the Shire of Wickapen with the Chief Executive Officer to implement actions from the report. If I could have a mover and a seconder for that recommendation, please. Councillor Gore. Seconded, Councillor Cork. Any questions? All in favour? Carried 6-0. Internal audit cash handling as detailed there, and the attachment is 13.6.1, the assessment checklist. Recommendation that council accepts the internal audit for cash handling for the Shire of Wickapen with the Chief Executive Officer to implement actions from the report. Councillor Allen to move. Councillor Gall to second. Any questions? All in favour? 6-0. Carried. Financial Management Review, Regulation 17 Review. Attachment 13.7.1 FMSR Report and 13.7.2 Reg 17 Report. Information there in the body of the report. And the recommendation is on page 24, that council accepts the Financial Management Review and Regulation 17 Review for the Shire of Wickapen and the Chief Executive Officer to implement actions from the report. I could have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Gall. Seconded by Councillor Allen. Any questions? All in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 13.8, Town Hall Air Conditioning Member Motion. Information included in the body of the report. And Member's Motion moved by Councillor Gall on page 26. Councillor Gall has moved the recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Madam President, simply because this is a motion from the from one of the members, does Council want to consider suspending standing orders so that we can actually discuss it a little bit more openly?
That could be a good idea. Would Council like to do that? Suspend standing orders? If I could have a mover and a seconder that we suspend standing orders. Councillor West.
Yeah, I'll move it.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Miller. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Okay, Councillor Miller has moved that we go back into the standing orders. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Ball? All in favour? Carried 6-all. Okay, thanks everyone. We have a member's motion. Moved Councillor Gall. That council requests the Chief Executive Officer to investigate the installation of air conditioning in the Wickapen Town Hall, including the feasibility of installation, including any structural or electrical requirements, options available, estimated capital and ongoing operational costs and potential funding sources and budget implications. Further, that a report be presented to Council for consideration. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
It can be debated to we have a seconder, Councillor.
So this is just to get the comment.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll second that.
We'll second that. Councillor Miller has seconded.
Yep.
Okay, discussion, Councillor Gall?
No further discussion, thanks.
Okay. Councillor Miller? Anyone like to speak against the motion? Okay, I'll put to the vote. All in favour? Against.
Madam President, that's a 3-3 vote, which means that you as presiding member has the casting vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, councillors. I'll be voting the same as I voted, and that's in favour, so I'll vote for.
So the vote will be
4-3. Thank you, everyone. Item 13.9, corporate business plan. In the body of the report, as read, and officer recommendation that council consider the submissions received and adopt the corporate business plan with amendments to be included in final document and additional items to be noted for future years' deliberations. If I could have a mover and a seconder, please. This is the corporate business plan that we've been working on for a few months. Thanks, Councillor Wes. Do I have a seconder? Can we just, do we need to talk about the submissions received, or after we...
Probably be a good idea if we can do, Madam President.
We just need a seconder for the motion.
Councillor
Ball. Councillor Wes,
if we can hear the submissions received.
We had two submissions.
Councillors, there were two submissions. My apologies. They were meant to be sent out with the agenda, but I missed it. There was one came through from former Councillor Peter Thompson. Now, he was looking at a few items that he wanted to try and get included. As we can go through the list that I've given to council members there, a couple of them are only minor. We can turn around and do them quite easy. They're not going to impact it. There is also a couple that... So I'll just go through them. So the first one was the Wickapen Town Hall facade. I haven't heard anything about this one, but once again, happy to take it on board. whether we want to turn around and add something in. Once again, it's probably going to take a little bit of investigation work before we actually turn around and include it straight away. The second item was to use the emergency services, so for the fire brigade sheds, to upgrade it and also include the St. John's ambulance. We've looked at this previously. Unfortunately, they generally do prefer to have them separate, simply because St. John's needs are quite different to fire brigade. Third item was for solar lights around Harrismith Golf Club. They would like to install two more. Councillors, I mean, you probably only, I think they're around about $5,000 per light. It's not a huge amount. So we can just include that in as part of our facilities. Yeah, don't quote me on that amount either. But we can include that in what we've got already.
There was one put in there a couple of years ago, so it'd be in the...
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yep. In regards to the whole bitumen car park for Harrismith, councillors, once again, this is something that's going to be a substantial cost. If we can get funding, we can do it as part of it. Other than that, I suggest we turn around and probably leave this as an idea to turn around and go into future years, and once again address it then. Could we also add bitumen car park to the Harrismith Golf Club? If a grant becomes available, councillors, again, this one, the actual request was only if there's a grant available. Again, we can consider it, but I probably wouldn't add it in at the moment until I can actually find a grant. Once we find the grant, then we can turn around and incorporate it through. The second request came through from the Wickapin CRC, and they would like to ensure that the CRC is included in building works. Councillors, the CRC is in a prime location in town and does deliver services, and it's something that we probably did miss from the corporate business plan. Once again, if members are happy, we can turn around and include that, and probably even if we start with an amount of $50,000 per annum to turn around and actually maintain the building till we bring it up to spec. And once again, we can include that in the corporate business plan fairly easy. And that's the two submissions.
Mm-hmm. And you'll write back.
We'll turn around and confirm that with
confirm
them.
Confirm this to the people, yes, who've written anything. Yep. So if councillors are happy with those two submissions, thank them very much for their submission. And it's great that we got submissions from the public. It's always great to hear from the public because we're here doing what they want us to be doing. Any other questions? Okay. With that, all in favour? Carried 6-0. Yes, Mr. CEO. And as soon as those are added in and we get a final document,
yep,
it'll be placed
on
our...
It'll be advertised on the website.
And it'll be placed in our Dropbox,
yes,
system for us to have a copy of as well. Okay, 14, confidential reports and information. Urgent business. With no further urgent business or anything, I declare the meeting closed at 4:20. Thank you all very much.